This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Alex.
And Dave.
Coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands, where America's day begins. Live free here in the U.S. Mariana Islands. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. But there was actually a story that came out in the recent past here locally. And the police are reporting crime has dropped, Dave.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, like, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome the crime's dropped. Why did they say it happened?
Well, so my friend Paul, who's going to probably be on next week's show.
Yeah, I was hoping he'd be on this week.
Yeah, he shared with me in a couple articles. One was from Radio New Zealand, and the other was from the Saipan Tribune, where apparently the general rate of crime has dropped in the last 5 years. Like property crime, like burglaries, is down 58%, and they all attribute it to community policing, drink driving programs.
Drink driving?
Yeah, that's they actually said that, and basically just Department of Public Safety just being on the job, and in the last 5 years, they forgot to mention that handguns were legalized.
Right, and you were
for home defense and all that stuff.
Because of your court case.
Yeah, and the same newspaper, news agencies, because for some reason I get the New Zealand thing, they all predicted that the gunpocalypse was going to happen and crime would skyrocket and all that stuff. So I just thought it was kind of interesting that the same people that were basically saying that I was an evil person for demanding that my rights be and other people's rights to self-defense be recognized are the same people taking credit for what I would basically say is...
Well, it was your lawsuit that...
But the deterrence of criminals. I mean, it's I wonder if they ever thought that the concept that maybe the risk of acute lead poisoning might have made some people decide that robbing houses is not a good idea.
It is amazing because these people always, the gun grabbers, the hand ringers, the worry warts, are always expecting crime to just skyrocket because of guns. And the best I can tell, and I've looked into this issue quite a bit, the relationship between gun ownership and crime isn't that... There's just not that much. I mean, like, there's places with high gun ownership and high crime. There's places with low gun ownership and low crime. Mm. And then there's high gun ownership and low crime. And, like, it's all a bunch of different things. But they're obsessed with this. And I think the reason they're obsessed with it is because they're taught in schools. It just keeps on getting handed down from those up high. Those up high do not want you to have a gun.
Right. Now, I'm not saying that, gun ownership alone is the deciding factor that made the crime go down. I mean, I think there's some other issues.
We
legalized marijuana, for example, in this period, which I think really helped.
Some of the criminals just can't get up off the couch now.
when they really went after marijuana in these islands, the DEA came by with their helicopters back in the 90s and like rappelled into people's yards and like cut down marijuana plants, and overnight, crystal meth became an issue. Like,
this happens.
And bringing back to the coronavirus, I wonder how the fentanyl shipments are doing right now.
Probably. Yeah. Probably not much going on.
But yeah.
I'm sure there's a police station that will test it for you if you're worried.
Yeah. But yeah. So there's like a numerous factors. I just don't think that the brilliant acumen of the police chief and
no, I doubt very seriously
and drink driving checkpoints. Really did the trick.
I tend not to think so. There's, you know, a variety of factors, but one of them seems to be gun ownership in a given legal gun ownership in a given mm-hmm. geographic area. It's difficult to know what illegal gun ownership does because it's illegal. We don't know how much of it goes on and these kind of things. But legal gun owners, concealed carry permit holders, are the safest group of people we've been able to find besides those in a coma, right? You know, they just don't commit crimes. As a matter of fact, they're 10 times safer than cops.
Yeah.
And cops are 100 times safer to the community than the regular citizen.
Well, you know, another thing, too, is you read certain statements, right, like from people who are, like, I guess, of my persuasion. You know, they'll say, like, the gun grabber types will go, oh, he's a terrible person because he wants to kill people because he's got a gun. You know, it's like, no, I have a gun, so if a burglar does break into my house, I can defend myself. Oh, you just want to kill people. And yet the same kind of people, like this person in Colorado who's in their legislature, said that if she got coronavirus, she would go to a Trump rally and sneeze on everybody. You know, basically, so you
she's a killer.
So you got these people who literally will advocate bioterrorism. I'm bad because I want to defend my home.
Right, and I think there are people who have guns who want to who are waiting for that opportunity to shoot somebody who comes in their house. Personally, if a burglar comes in my house, there's nothing for him to take that's worth me killing him, to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, however, if he threatens my family in any way, shape, or form,
oh yeah,
he's checking out.
Game over.
And that's, you know, like, it. That's all, to me, a gun is to protect life and protect, you know, just sort of, you know, the body.
Well, I think sometimes, like, you know, there's an argument about castle doctrine. Like, for example, if a guy's on your front porch and, you know, he looks flat at you funny, you could shoot him in some states. Whereas, like, I think the law here is, like, if there's a guy in your house, he's got your TV in his hand and he's, like, back is to you and he's walking out and you shoot him, that's first degree murder. I kind of tend to agree with that.
You'd also put a hole in your TV.
Well, yeah. Now, depending on what caliber you use, if you have hollow points, like a 380, maybe not, but a 357, yeah. I mean, so ballistics are important.
I wouldn't shoot somebody over my TV, but I think that a person should be able to, in that circumstance, that's up to the property owner to make that decision. That the burglar has, by initiating force and stealing mm-hmm. that person's property, that they have ceased to have a decision in that particular in their life. They have given up that opportunity.
Right.
And that then becomes the property owner's decision. I would not do it because TVs are cheap these days.
Yeah.
And you shoot him, he's going to drop the TV. The TV's broken at this point. You're just looking for an opportunity to shoot somebody.
Some people, I'm sure, are like that, but I think most people, even the psychotic types, don't really feel like, you know, paying for a lawyer and going to court. I think some people, you know, yeah, they may be like, I can't wait till the zombie apocalypse happens, you know, are the same people that'll go, I can't wait to shoot somebody so I can pay for a lawyer and go on trial for my life and
right.
be financially ruined.
There's been a few instances where people kill somebody in their house, and those people mm-hmm. are incarcerated, and it's always in one of these marginal states, and
yeah,
it's scary stuff.
Well, I think there's I was reading about this the other day, and they made a compelling argument that how do you prevent someone from murdering and saying it was defense? So if you have a strong castle doctrine state, it's pretty easy to say that, oh, this person threatened me in my own home.
Right, I bring you to the house. And yeah. I say, hey, Alex, let's have a couple of drinks. You know, you and I have had our problems. I want to bury the hatchet in your skull. And why don't you come over? We'll have a couple of drinks. You come in, I shoot you right there. You know, I rifle whatever. And then call the law. And, like, I got up from a nap.
He's banging on my door.
He was right there. Bam. Whammo. He's gone. And look, He's black. You know? So, yeah, I mean, I would think that at that point, now in my case, I shouldn't be using in the first person because I am a convicted killer, and it's going to be very bad news for me if I ended up with a dead person.
You said hatchet, right?
I did say hatchet, yeah. But whatever. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You are welcome to call in, comment on this, or anything else. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey,
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
And Dave.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I want to invite you out to ForkFest. Go to forkfest.party. Yes, that is the URL. It's an event we're having. Free Talk Live, and, you know, I mean, we're involved. Lots of really, no one's in charge, so you could be in charge if you want.
I got a question. What exactly is ForkFest? Is it a festival of forks?
It is. It's a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so it goes on afterwards. And
okay.
There's no fun police, basically. And so you can come out and have a great time at Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire on the weekend of 4th of July. Go to forkfest.party. It was big last year, and it'll probably be bigger this year. Forkfest.party. Yeah, I just want to talk about some weird news stories. You were talking about, during the break, a weird news story about a guy who won the Darwin Award with his
Darwin
Chevy Nova.
Well, the Darwin Awards are always my favorite. Yeah, there was, I mean, I don't know if it's an urban legend, but I remember reading the Darwin Awards, and there was a guy somewhere out west who somehow got a hold of a rocket assisted takeoff pack.
And what is that?
Okay, it's like, okay, if you've ever gone to an air show and watched the Blue Angels,
yeah,
and they have the big C-130 Hercules, and they do this like really cool thing where they have rockets on the side of the big cargo plane, and they go, and like it gets like, you know, a couple thousand feet of altitude like really quick, you know, and then it they cut off, and anyway, so it's basically a rocket engine.
Okay.
And this guy like said, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna, you know, be a daredevil. And he gets one of these like cargo plane rocket packs, and he straps it on like the roof of his Chevy.
Oh, no.
And he finds, like, this long, long, you know, stretch of desert road, and he gets in there, and he's driving, gets into the second gear, gets into the third gear, and then, like, ignites the thing. And apparently, what they found afterwards, like his teeth and finger bones were, like, impacted into the dashboard, and it looked like an airplane crash, apparently. But what... And they estimated that somewhere around 375 miles an hour, he must have lost consciousness.
The wheels burned off.
The wheels, yeah, the rubber disintegrated. And what happened was, like, apparently the road veered off to, like, the right, and, like, there was a mountain or, like, a hill, and basically they saw where the streaks of rubber, like, left the road, and they figured the guy, like, must have... He was like airborne for some, you know, like 2,000 feet.
Oh, God.
And must have gotten an altitude of at least 100 feet. And he just, you know, and as I said, they thought it was a plane wreckage. It was a car. And my other favorite Darwin Award was this guy who wanted to go into the manure business, like selling manure for fertilizer. And the health department came and said, you can't do that. You got to get rid of this. So to dispose of it, he soaked it in diesel. And the mushroom cloud was visible from like 10 miles away.
It just blew up.
You know, I guess the local university seismometers went off, and you know, they never saw him again.
The methane can build up in barns. The barns will just explode.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just like, or the one where, like, in Egypt, there was like eight brothers who got killed rescuing a chicken.
Where was it being rescued from?
Okay, so it's like I think it was in Cairo or someplace, and this chicken fell down a well, and they wanted to rescue it, so the one brother
jumps. Is that in quotes?
They tried to rescue this chicken, so the one guy, and none of them could swim. So the first guy goes in to rescue the chicken.
Drowns.
So the second brother goes in to try to save his brother, and literally it was a daisy chain of death. And then at the end, the chicken got out of the well by itself and survived.
The chicken survives.
And then there was these Polish brothers.
Oh, no, the Polak joke.
No. I got every respect for the Polish people, but this is in Poland, and apparently these two guys were having like one of these, who's the bigger man? Bigger man contest, with a chainsaw and a lot of vodka. The first guy sawed his like leg off, and then the other guy, one-upped him by chopping his own head off.
Well,
the girlfriends, I'm sure the girlfriends were impressed and in therapy. Anyways, these are some crazy stuff.
That brings me to the story from the dailystar.co.uk. Marauding monkeys take over government office block and force officials to flee. Troops of monkeys have raided the offices of India's top cabinet ministers and taken over, leaving ministers too scared to make eye contact with the animals.
Well, those things are mean.
Yeah, they are mean. The Indian government is waging war on a troop of marauding monkeys who have taken over the offices of top officials. By the way, we still have, India can't not have bananas and rat poison, just an air rifle. Anyway, Punjab and Haryana Civil Secretariat Headquarters in the northern India, which is home to cabinet ministers and bureaucrats, has been overrun by opportunist macaques who are said to climb into offices via balconies. These are smart. These are the smartest of monkeys.
Yeah.
Not apes. Meanwhile, security guards staged on-site say they were being distracted from their work by the red-faced pests, but are unable to shoo them away while at their stations. Until a solution is found, they are reportedly making do with slingshots to protect themselves.
Wow.
Those slingshots kill a man if you take a ball bearing, the right shot with these things.
Wrist rocket, right?
Yeah, wrist rocket. They'll take care of whatever's ailing you. The Punjab and Haryana Civil Secretary were houses of the offices of chiefs and ministers of both states. The cabinet ministers and offices of the top bureaucrats has literally been taken over by monkeys. Despite attempts to rid the headquarters of the menace, the paper reports the situation has become so bad, guards have to avoid eye contact or run away to avoid provoking them. Show them your badge. That'll stop them. Show them your badge. Tell them you're a super important person because you're a police officer.
Wonder how Charlton Heston would have dealt with this situation.
The other day, one monkey caught a hold of my jacket from behind. I did not turn and kept moving. The monkey went away. The monkeys are literally trying to steal the lunch money of these politicians. I gotta support this. An awesome officer. Official from the Punjab's administration department told the Indian Express, their officers are so desperate they're using homemade slingshots from fallen tree branches. We had offered that we can provide them with professional slingshots, the official said. Spokesman is now calling the government to employ full-time monkey catchers, citing concerns over the safety of the using the slingshots. You can break a window. That's hilarious. Love this. So much fun.
You're sure this is not satire?
What are we going to do about these scofflaw monkeys, ladies and gentlemen?
But you ever hear Dane Cook talk about you don't want a monkey?
You don't want a monkey. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump toured a neighborhood reduced to rubble in a Tennessee tornado earlier this week and talked about what he saw.
This is real devastation, like you'll never see, hopefully again. This was about as big a tornado as you can have. It was 50 miles long, which is extraordinarily long, and a very wide one, and you see what's happened. We saw it from the helicopter very well.
President Trump was met on his arrival by Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. While he was there, he had a message for the survivors.
We love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, an incredible state, a tremendous heart. Already you see people rebuilding.
The Tennessee death toll stands at 24 from a pair of storms. Such trips have become familiar for the president, who has visited numerous scenes of disaster and tragedy after hurricanes, mass shootings, and wildfires during the past 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about anything you want to talk about. I want to talk about marauding bands of macaques keeping government officials from working too hard there in India. I just think this is glorious. Can't get enough of this. So, from the Daily Mail here, dailystar.co.uk. God, I hope this isn't some kind of
onion
kind of thing, but I love it. I just don't care. This is so awesome. I don't know what the name of this. They've got the security agency, and the security agency spokesman is now saying he's calling on the government to employ full-time monkey catchers, citing concerns over the safety of using slingshots. So they're giving slingshots to the security around. He says, it's not the CISF's duty to shoo away the monkeys. Our duty is to stop any intrusion or any terrorist attack. How can we stop or shoo away monkeys? All right, so quite literally, security is saying it's not our job to secure the building.
What if the monkeys are secretly being mind controlled by
terrorists?
What if
those are
terrorists?
Pakistani monkeys?
Yeah,
that's all you need to do in India. Imagine Pakistan.
Oh, could that?
They them all.
The Pakistani government could have like added.
They trained those monkeys.
Why? Here's my first question. It's not like macaques are endangered. These are a prolific monkey, and my thing would be, all right, whoever wants a troop of macaques that apparently doesn't like cops or government officials can come get them. You have 1 week. And then we start laying out the rat poison-laced bananas. And then problem solved. You just need some garbage cans to clean up after that.
And I'm sure there's an animal market in a nearby country that would love to have them. Too soon?
Wait, it doesn't taste that bad.
We are asked to use slingshot. But what if the shot hits people? Okay, so the security guards are like, our aim sucks. We're bad at our job. The best solution is monkey catchers. The government should engage monkey catchers.
Well, they should just be aware of their backstop. You know, it's a basic safety, gun safety. Never shoot anything unless you're you know, so
yeah.
if you got these Indian security guards shooting each other because they're missing the monkey.
Every time a monkey comes down to harass somebody, it gets a BB shot right in the head and clunk, it's out.
The rest
of the monkeys will stop coming down and disappear
just,
at night.
I'm just picturing range day at the Indian security forces where they go, everybody's got slingshots. That'd be hilarious.
However, local reports say traditional monkey management methods have so far failed and the monkey population is getting out of control. God, I love this story.
What are they using as projectiles?
I don't know. Maybe rocks? If you get that round shot...
Ball bearings?
Comes with a wrist rocket, you're going to kill a monkey.
Yeah.
Last year, the Punjab...
Or piss them off.
Really angry monkey. The broomstick will take care of an angry monkey. Last year, the Punjab government wrote in desperation to the someplace, Chief of Conservator of Forests and Wildlife Warden, appealing to permanent wildlife rescue staff to be staged at the offices during working hours as part of the action. This was last year. As part of the action plan, human... what is this? Plan human langur monkey mimics. Oh my God, this is so great. We're brought in to scare the smaller macaques away, but they soon became wise to the tactics. Resourcing shortages have been made the plan full-time monkey police impossible. The head of the nearby whatever forests and wildlife said, Dr. Danyeb told the Indian Express, we have a team of about a dozen, and we have 40 locations in the city to cover. There's just too many macaques for the fake monkey people to cover. Once a complaint is made, the team members reach the spot within 30 minutes. It's practically not possible to station two members at one place. So he blames food litter in the office for attracting the pests, so people weren't doing good enough. I guess they're there for the garbage, right?
Right. Well, reminds me of like the Siege of Marcher, where you want ants, that's how you get ants.
Hey, well, yeah. Meanwhile, the monkey tamers said they will work full time at the government offices and rehome them humanely if they're employed full time. What do we need humane for? These things are running around biting people. Monkey tamer Gaffer, a contractor from the wildlife rescue team, said that if they want to retain us, they will have to pay. They have deployed hundreds of personnel for security. We cannot. Why can they not hire two experts to shoo away monkeys? Thousands of out-of-control rhesus macaques monkeys are said to live around the various government buildings in India, including the presidential palace in the capital, New Delhi. God, this is so awesome. So there you go. The Indian officials have to run away from the monkeys. I think, I don't know. Send
Ted Nugent.
Can we get some macaques in Washington, D.C.? I think this could only help the situation.
I think we already have some.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll drain the swamp.
They are the swamp.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Got another one here. Director of taxpayer-funded museum in the United States says, I hope every single one of you pieces of S that votes Republican today dies. Director of a Texas museum partially funded by taxpayer dollars appears to be in hot water over a message she posted on Facebook Super Tuesday. I don't know if this is true either, but I love it. I hope every single one of you pieces of S that votes Republican today dies. Executive director of the... Now, shouldn't she have the freedom of speech to say, you know, that she express her,
well, I
anger?
Say the feeling's mutual, but it's like, you know, like... Well, that brings up an article I brought in last week we didn't get to, was secession movements in the country. I mean, why can't we...
Pull it up there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that is one of the things, is that people are forced to live in a country where they... they may not have voted for the person who's in charge.
Yeah, this
right
in
the mic.
This story here is Blue State Blues sparks secession movements nationwide. And the gist of it is it shows the map from the latest election showing where the Democrats and Republicans live. And it's actually, I mean, there are these little archipelagos of islands filled with, like, a lot of liberal left-leaning people who want open borders and gun control, being surrounded by these big, vast areas of, what I call normal people.
Right, so what you basically have is a situation where the leftist Americans live along the West Coast and up in the sort of Northeast and New England. And then you've got some other counties where people voted, Democrat because it's basically...
university area, probably.
Yeah. No, it's usually Latinos, right? They used to be Republican voters, at least in Texas and Arizona, but that stopped with 9/11, or less.
I got a good friend in lives in Virginia Beach, and he was saying that in his part of the state, North Carolina is offering to take those counties, and the other part of the state, West Virginia, is talking about taking those counties. A lot of people in Oregon want to join Idaho, and I've really been thinking for the longest time, maybe we just need to have a divorce. America. It's like an old couple that's been together way too long. The kids have gone to college, and they just can't stand each other. And probably the best thing they do before they kill each other is just get a divorce.
Right, and one has to wonder, so you have a county that's sitting right there on the border of North Carolina and Virginia. Well, why shouldn't that county be able to vote? Two-thirds of the people in the county say, yeah, we'd like to go to North Carolina. Why shouldn't they be able to just, change the map that way?
Well,
why does it matter? Because it's not like it's going to change the demographics of the House that much. Or the Senate. What's the big deal here? The Senate's still going to have 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get why they don't want to have, if you're going to bring a state, you have to bring in a red one and a blue one at the same time, more or less, because of the politics of bringing in new states.
Yeah.
But
and then
not?
Taxes also come into this, because if you're living in Fresno, you're paying for the people in San Francisco.
The taxes are huge.
And your values are completely different.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Call in. I'd be able to squeeze you in here on Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Final segment. I didn't even mention the Discord lines, but it's probably, if you've ever considered calling in, I think this is the best way to do it. If you go to discord.freetalklive.com, you have to sign up for Discord. You know, it's username, password. You've done this whole thing when you got an email address and all the other things that goes on the internet. There's probably terms of service where you're giving away your children or, well, God knows what goes on in there. But if you sign up ahead, then all you have to do, if you go to discord.freetalklive.com, is along the side of the page, depending on whether you use your phone or your laptop or whatever the situation might be, is a way to call in. All on-air call-in lines. By the way, there are special call-in lines for the AMP program. You can... there's somebody in the toxic call-in line called Dirty Frank. I'm not taking toxic. Toxic used to be, that's for another show that's on the Liberty Radio Network. So, you know, to me that just means somebody who's going to cuss. I don't know who Dirty Frank is, and that frightens me. So, not going to happen. But, yeah. Regular folks who are not toxic users can call in on the on-air call-in line. Now let's talk about how one becomes a toxic user. So perhaps you threaten people in the main group with bodily harm. We don't accept that. Perhaps you use racial slurs regularly, and it's just disgusting. Okay, fine. We'll pop you in the toxic user zone, and you can play with the trolls. Whatever the case may be, that's how that all that goes. So, yeah, discord.freetalklive.com. It is far better. We didn't get a Discord call tonight, but the audio is a lot better on Discord. Oh, we got David in New Mexico's sitting, been waiting online on the regular phones. Let's go to that real quick. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Dave, David. Yes, I'm here. You there?
Talk. Yes, please.
Yes. The unbelievably, there's not only another Sheriff White who's in Florida, Bob White, but there's actually a second.
Not everybody knows that. There's a bird in Florida that goes Bob White. It mm-hmm. makes that noise mm-hmm. you're talking about. It's so awesome.
And he got elected sheriff.
I like that. I'd have voted for his dog, too.
A lot of campaigning running around going, Bob White, Bob White.
I'm sold.
So there's that Sheriff Darren White in Albuquerque, and unbelievably there's also, oh, by the way, Sheriff Darren White in Albuquerque is from Suffern, New York, which is about aptly named. Anyway, so another carpetbagger. But there's a Darren White in Missouri, too, I just see. But this Darren White in Albuquerque, since he won't talk to me on his radio program, I talk about him on your radio program. There's a couple of controversies. He had his wife had crashed her car a few years back. And she was dealing with, imagine if you crashed your car and the ambulance shows up and there's a cop or two there and they're probably wondering what caused you to crash your car. Are you under the influence of anything, Mrs. Sheriff Darren White of Albuquerque, New Mexico? And so they were beginning that process, and then up flies an official city vehicle with its lights going upon the scene, barges in amongst the other cops. I mean, and that's another thing. If you and I tried to enter into the investigation that was going on of some other police officers where a woman had crashed her car, what do you think might happen to us?
Yeah, you're going to be summarily expelled from that group.
Right, and if that didn't happen. That didn't happen to Sheriff Darren White when he was coming upon his wife's accident here. Sheriff Darren White dealt with the officials at hand, and the wife was not tested for anything on the scene. She wasn't incapacitated from the crash. She had just crashed her car. She wasn't, injured, so she couldn't be subjected to testing. But Sheriff Darren White excused her, took her away from the scene of the accident immediately, within a half hour of that accident. He had taken her away.
Spirited her away, yeah?
Yeah, even though there were professionals on the scene. Darren White, Sheriff Darren White's not a medical professional, and there happened to be an ambulance crew there with several medical professionals. And that's what they were claiming had happened, was it was a medical event. So instead of being transported in the ambulance to the hospital, Sheriff Darren White said, oh, we don't need your medical professionals in your ambulance, even though that's the job you're here to do and you're trained to do it better than I am. I'll just take my own wife to the hospital. And so he took his wife to the hospital and I believe didn't go to the emergency room. I think they went and were seen by, private physician. And then later supplied documentation from what I deduced to be from the various reading I've done to be, their private doctor saying that, Mrs. Sheriff Darren White of Albuquerque, New Mexico, was not under the influence of anything. We did our private testing and such. We didn't really need your government testing in this car crash. We did our private testing, and here are the results. And she was not under the influence of anything.
Ta-da! Yep. I mean, yeah, it's hard to trust that particular test when special treatment.
Why would you not trust that, Mark?
I don't know, but I certainly don't. Do you?
Oh, okay. So, another thing that Sheriff White, there was a dead lawyer turned up in Albuquerque a while back, a Mary Hahn, H-A-N. She had apparently either committed suicide or accidentally killed herself. She was found sitting in her parked car inside of her garage with the motor running, and just so happened to be that the way she made her living was suing Albuquerque Police Department and other law enforcement in the Albuquerque market. That's how she made her living. And she she just decided she didn't want to live anymore. I don't know what she was in her mid to late 50s or whatever, and successfully suing the cops all the time, and then she just decided to kill herself, or maybe she went out in the garage and had a glass of wine and decided to listen to the tunes on the radio, and battery was getting low, so she started up the car to keep the tunes
going.
It's getting
curiouser, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
David, I appreciate the call. I think it's, David's a watchdog for this kind of stuff, and he comes up with some really great stories. I want you to get a chance to, David, here to finish your, or at least get the gist of the story as far as the, get up on that mic, please.
Well, this is, as I said, this is something that I've been following for some years now, and, the article starts out, I'm just going to read the first two paragraphs, is every 4 years America doesn't just elect a new president, they get reminded about how America is politically divided. We are all familiar with those maps of the United States, divided by county, with large swaths of red counties peppered with smaller specks of blue counties. Those blue counties tend to be urban, with higher concentrations of population. So
right.
Even deep blue states have large land areas with mostly conservative voters in them, and often their interests are completely ignored.
I'm looking at a map here of the United States, and if you look at the red versus blue areas, and there's some pink and some light blue, but if you look at the sort of just cut it, red versus blue, the country is mostly red, but those red areas are mostly cows.
Well, actually, it's like 50% of the population lives in the red areas,
yep.
And the other 50% lives in the blue areas.
Yep.
And what I think is kind of interesting is...
where are the guns?
Well, A, the red guys got the guns and grow the food.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like we're talking about taxation and fairness. Well, like, for example, if I'm a rancher in Bakersfield, California, and I'm not really in on the agendas that the people in Los Angeles are into, but I'm still paying taxes to push things like drag queen story hour at the public library,
right.
It's just kind of funny that you're seeing a lot of people being left behind when it comes to, like, people talk about this whole, oh, Electoral College is not fair because it screws people out of the popular vote. But part of the reason why our Constitution was written that way is because they took an idea from the Indians, which the tyranny of the 51% is a real thing.
Yep.
And we can't have that.
Indeed, and I think the best solution for it is something we've talked about here, is that basically counties should be able to move from state to state, and that would solve a lot of the problems.
Yeah.
I'd like it if the counties were right on the border, but, look at Michigan. It's got two separate areas. As a matter of fact, that goes on in the Delmarva Peninsula, too.
Yeah.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.